I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9. I'll stop the world, or at least I'll stop the saltwater wedge. Hopefully, Keith Hinckley joins us, president of Plaquemines Parish. How you doing, Keith?
Good. Just getting off the phone. Are they still on the phone with GOSEP, just having our weekly phone calls and talking about saltwater?
Well, remember this. If it wasn't that, it'd be something else.
And we don't want to talk about that.
No, we don't. And look, I just got off the horn with the National Weather Service, and they tell me they're all clear for seven more days, so we'll take it. They'll bring us till September the 11th, right?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Seven days at a time. Tell me about the saltwater wedge and how it compares to last year. I guess compare and contrast, if you can, Keith.
Well, you know, the one good thing is that we're later in the year. This year, you know, last year we started June 13th, and this year, you know, we're in the middle of it right now. But where we were last year, Tommy, we were way behind the eight ball. You know, we were having to set up facilities, get them back up and running, having to find out where you get ROs, you know, the reverse osmosis, filter systems. This year, we knew all of that. We knew where the machines are and were, so we were able to expedite and procure them at a very a real quick fashion and a real quick matter. So right now, all of the ROs on the areas that could potentially be affected, say like in Boothville, Port Sulphur, and Point Lahash, the ROs are connected electrically. The water, you know, the piping is connected. We're going through water testing right now with all three of those facilities. Boothville and Port Sulphur today, they're getting water testing, and then Point Lahash will be tested tomorrow.
Is there any extra salinity in the water for Plaquemines Parish at all, east or west bank, north, south?
Run that by me again?
Any extra salinity in the water above a normal but still acceptable in either east or west bank, north or south Plaquemines?
In Boothville, you know, it's completely inundated with the salt water. The column is at Boothville.
Oh, wait, let me clear that up. Keith, I might have misled you. I mean in the system itself, in the drinking water.
Oh, no. In the drinking water, the salinity levels are way below the acceptable. I mean, we're in like the 80s and the 90s in Boothville, and when you have to put out a water advisory, it has to be up to 250.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know. Yeah. I was just curious about that.
But there's no salinities in our drinking water at no facility in Plaquemines Parish. And that was our goal. So that this year, and you know, it's like I keep saying, it's like I knew this was, I just felt it, that it was going to happen again this year. And our goal this year was to not let our residents get affected by the salinity levels in the drinking water. And up to this date right now, up to this moment, we're accomplishing that.
So what is GOSEP and the Corps telling you about advancement of this, or underwater sills, or any reverse osmosis needed further up?
Well, you know, here's this morning just on our call, the sill is, they're supposed to start building the sill at mile 64. It's slated for September the 10th. They're trying to work with the contractor to get the contract out there sooner, and they'll bring it up to a negative 55 like they did last year, the second time around with the opening in the middle for shipping industry. So that's happening. And I believe, you know, they're feeling confident. Once that sill is up, then the Bell Chase facility in North will be okay. We'll be supported, and we won't have to worry about the salinity levels in those areas. And when you can keep it away from Bell Chase and our northernmost East Bank facilities, then you're protecting St. Bernard Parish, Orleans Parish, and you're also protecting Jefferson Parish.
I saw a quote from Mitch Jurisich, and I live right down the street from his son. I was wondering if this has anything to do with oysters at all or not. Might be a dumb question, but I've asked him before, Keith.
No, I mean, Mitch is in the oyster business and industry. I didn't hear his answer on that, but I wouldn't.
He didn't say anything about it at all. I was just curious about that because I was talking yesterday with Tommy Stanovich about off-bottom oysters, and I was just curious about that. I guess, if anything, the salinity would help with oysters, right?
One of the things I've learned, and I hate to say this word, with that other project that's going on or trying to go on further south on the West Bank, is that too much salinity is not good for the oyster industry. So there has to be a balance on that as well. So this salt water is not necessarily, in my understanding, Tommy, the best thing in the world for oysters.
And you're not an oysterman. I didn't mean to bring you down that road at all. Speaking of down the road, let's talk about LNG plant and traffic. And I was kidding yesterday, half kidding, about Alvin Kamara putting his house on the market, that it may not be about contract. It might be about traffic. That he figured, you know what, enough of this. What is the situation, first of all, with the bridge and then with the completion on the LNG plant and easing up of traffic in Belchase? And on all, the way up.
Yeah, real fast on Alvin Kamara. He lives, in the parks of Plaquemines. My son lives in there. And there's a sign in the front yard. It's Alvin Kamara Contractors. So he made the comment yesterday that he does dabble in development. So it's not necessarily, I don't believe, anything about the same. But I feel comfortable that it's not necessarily. Look, when you live off of Woodland Highway, you never get into the traffic.
That's true. Down to the post office where I've seen him before. But anyway, I was just half kidding about that. Tell me about the bridge. Where we stand on that?
Well, it looks like there's somewhere in the middle of this is just an observation on my part. They've opened up the two northbound approaches. I don't know if they're letting things settle down or if they're waiting for DOTD to review their plan on how they want to fix it. I'm sure you've seen that, haven't you? It's sitting there with the Visqueen covering up the work that they've done to get to this point.
Yesterday they were pressure washing something. I don't know what the hell they were doing.
Tell
me about the LNG plant. When is construction expected to wrap up on that? Do you know?
I don't know quite hard. You hear different stories. You've heard first quarter of 25 somewhere. Towards the it's sometime next year it'll wrap up. Now it's my understanding as the year goes, we've seen the peak of the contractors and the workers in Plaquemines Parish. So I truly believe now, from this point forward, you're going to see a gradual downfall in the traffic.
I have sensed that, Keith. I don't know if it was my imagination or not.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
I felt it myself, yeah.
Anything else?
Look, I'm out in the traffic, too, So
That's right. Yeah, you don't get it. You don't get the. I've never seen a police escort with you behind.
No.
Anything else, real quick, before you go? Anything about Plaquemines?
All good, Tommy. I appreciate the opportunity here to speak with you, and I just want to assure and let the residents of Plaquemines Parish know that we're well in front of this here, and we'll continue to work hard for them.
Thank you, Keith. Got to run. 8:55 traffic now. WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.